welcome to Heartbeat. I'm talking today about how do we live out our faith in our everyday life. Last week, I spoke about the small decisions we make in our day. How do they reflect our faith and what we believe in? And today, I want to talk about the small disciplines in our lives. Those things, those habits we have every day, what do they have in our lives? What habits do we have in our lives that help us in our faith to live that out? And now this all came from a passage that I read from Pope Francis. And so I want to read that to you again, just to remind us of why it resonated with me. And that it's in the small decisions, it's in the small disciplines of our lives that help us to grow in our faith, that help us to live our faith out, and therefore help us grow in holiness into the person that God's asked us to be. So this is this passage of scripture from Pope Francis. I shouldn't say scripture. This is from one of the Pope's apostolic letters. So this is from Pope Francis. Here is an example. A woman goes shopping. She meets a neighbor and they begin to speak and the gossip starts. But she says in her heart, "No, I will not speak badly of anyone." This is a step forward in holiness. Later at home, one of her children wants to talk to her about his hopes and dreams, and even though she is tired and she sits down and listens with patience and love, that is another sacrifice that brings holiness. Later, she experiences some anxiety, but recalling the love of the Virgin Mary, she takes her rosary and prays with faith. Yet another path of holiness. Later still, she goes out onto the street, encounters a poor person, and stops to say a kind word to him. One more step. So the reason this passage resonated with me is that the examples are just so normal. And this is what my life is like. I get anxious. I have opportunities at times to gossip with people, but I can choose not to. I have a child who comes and needs something, and so I can choose to sacrifice and look after them. And then the example that I want to focus on today in talking about the small disciplines in our life that help us to live out our faith is this one, where it says, later she experiences some anxiety, but recalling the love of the Virgin Mary, she takes her rosary and prays with faith. For her, in this example, the discipline that she has is her rosary and praying with faith. What kind of small disciplines do you have in your life that help you to live out your faith? You know, we all have disciplines. We all have habits that we have in our lives. Maybe they're things like, do you pack the school lunches the night before? I don't. I pack them in the morning, but I have friends who like to pack them in the night. You know, it's habits that we have. Do you iron all your clothes before you put them away? I don't, but many people do. Do you pack all the toys away before you go to bed? Do you vacuum on Wednesdays? You know, silly examples, but we all have habits that we have in our lives. But if we look at our spiritual life and our faith, what kind of disciplines and habits do you have in your life that then help you to live out your faith? Because the small disciplines you put into your life, the habits that you have, help lead to the small decisions, which are the examples from Pope Francis of going to the shops and I'll choose not to gossip. That comes from a life that is disciplined that then can be led into the small decisions. As we have made a choice by living a life that has these habits, it leads to the small decisions because our faith is on our mind all the time. So what kind of small disciplines do you have in your life? I'll give you some examples of small disciplines that maybe you already have or ones that you may consider putting into your life. The first is just daily prayer, inviting God into your day, having a relationship with Him. You might invite God into a specific moment, a frustration, a circumstance, a joy. But when we invite God in, we're saying, God, I want you in my life. I want you here in this circumstance. We're saying to God, I trust you. And we're also saying, God, I can't do it on my own. I need you. Maybe a small discipline for you is the rosary. Maybe you pray it daily. Maybe you pray it once a week. Another discipline is going to Mass every week. Meeting with other Christians. That can be a small discipline. Some people are in small groups where they share their lives, and it's not just about what I've done in my day, but it's how God is in my day, throughout my day. Maybe you read Christian books. That's a great discipline to have, to hear from other people. Do you memorize scripture? That's a fantastic discipline. When you memorize pieces of scripture, then it's amazing how they come to mind when you're in certain situations, or you can call on that scripture and ask God through that scripture to come and be with you. You know, one of my favorite scriptures that I've shared often is in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 to 7, where it says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in all things, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the God of peace, who transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." That means if you worry about something, pray about it, and God will bring you peace. You know, I haven't quoted that necessarily word for word, but when you have a memorization of a scripture, a gist of it, you get an idea. God, this is what I want. God, I'm worried about this thing. Lord, you say in Philippians that if I pray about it, that you will bring me peace as I trust in you. And so when you have scripture, you can bring it to mind in those moments when you really need it. Maybe every day you read a part of the Bible, just a small chapter or a small little story. That's a fantastic discipline to have. Another great discipline that I love is one that I call, or Bruce calls, constant conversation. And that's constantly talking to God. Whenever you enter a room, God, would you be with me as I walk into this room, as I have conversation? As you're about to go to a meeting, that's really important. God, as I go to this meeting, would you clear my mind so that I'm focused on what's ahead? You can just talk to God all the time about everything. Constant conversation. Another great discipline is what Bruce calls first and last thought. And what that is the first thing you think about in the morning as you open your eyes is about God. God, would you come and be with me today? God, it's wonderful to do today with you. And in a similar way, last thought at the end of the night, God, thank you for being with me throughout every part of my day. And then you go to sleep. First and last thought. These small disciplines help us, leading to the small decisions of how we make the right choice to live as God wants us to live out our faith. The disciplines lead to a life laid down. Something, though, that we shouldn't do is we shouldn't do it alone. These small disciplines, these small decisions, don't do your faith alone. Do it with the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one who empowers us to make the right choice, to make the right decisions. We need to do it with the Holy Spirit. Some of us have all these disciplines in place, but we're doing it alone. We're doing it in our own strength. And I encourage you today to ask God to come and be in it, to have the Holy Spirit empower you so that you can make the right choice. We want the Holy Spirit living in us. So today, have a think about the small disciplines in your life. What do you already have in your life? And what would you like to add? And ask the Holy Spirit to be the one to come and empower you so that you can live out your faith in your everyday situations. Why don't you pray with me right now? And let's ask God to come and help us with these small disciplines and the small decisions in our lives. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we want to live out our faith. We want to show people what we believe. Lord, would you help us with the small disciplines that we put into our lives, those habits that would help draw us closer to you? Would you give us ideas of ones we should put into our lives, Lord God, so that we can live out our faith? And as we do it, Lord, may it affect the decisions that we make. Would you help us to make the right choice? Holy Spirit, would you come into each and every one of our lives and empower us to make the right choice in the situations that we are? Lord, we ask all of this in your mighty name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.